This is Teachable Moments with April podcast, and you guessed it, I'm your host, April. If you're a returning listener and a part of the Teachable Moments with April podcast family, welcome back. For those who are checking me out for the first time, well, hello and welcome. To everyone listening, be encouraged and look for the teachable moments that are all around us. Enjoy. Last week on Teachable Moments with April podcast Bible study. This is Teachable Moments with April podcast Bible study. We're looking at chapter 5, Jesus' birth, where and when. And we're going to look at the Bible verses to this particular chapter, which are Luke 2, verses 1 through 20, and Micah 5, 2. Okay, so first we look at Luke 2, 1 through 20. Now, in those days, a decree went forth from Caesar Augustus for all the inhabited earth to be registered. This first registration took place and was governed by the governor of Syria. And all people went traveling to be registered, each one to his own city. Of course, Joseph also went from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to David's town and city, which is called Bethlehem, because of his being a member of the house and family of David, to get registered with Mary, who had been given him in marriage as promised, at present heavy with child. While they were there, the days came to the full, for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her son, the firstborn, and she bound him with cloth bands and laid him into a manger, because there was no place for them in the lodging house. There were also in that same country shepherds living out of doors and keeping watches in the night over their flocks. And suddenly Jehovah's angel stood by them, and Jehovah's glory gleamed around them, and they became very fearful. But the angel said to them this, "Have no fear, for look, I am declaring to you good news of a great joy that all the people will have, because there was born to you today a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, in David's city. And this is a sign for you. You will find an infant bound in cloth bands and lying in a manger." And suddenly there came to be with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army, praising God and saying, "Glory in the heights above to God, and upon the earth peace among men of good will." So when the angels had departed from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us by all means go clear to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which Jehovah has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary as well as Joseph, and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw it, they made known, saying that they had been spoken to them. Something had spoken to them concerning this young child, and all that heard marveled over the things told to them by the shepherds. But Mary began to preserve all these sayings and drawing conclusions in her heart. Then the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all the things they heard and saw, just as these had been told them. Okay, so now we're at Micah 5:2, depends on your pronunciation maybe. "And you, O Bethlehem, the one too little to get to be among the thousands of Judea, from you there will come out to me the one who has become ruler in Israel, whose origin is from early times, from the days of time indefinite." This is Teachable Moments with April podcast Bible study. We're at chapter 5. It is entitled Jesus' Birth, Where and When. The emperor of the Roman Empire, Caesar Augustus, has decreed that everyone must return to the city of his birth to be registered. So Joseph travels to his birthplace, the city of Bethlehem. Now, a lot of people are in Bethlehem to register, and the only place that Joseph and Mary can find to stay is in a stable. Here, where donkeys and other animals are kept, Jesus is born, and Mary wraps him in strips of cloth and lays him in a manger, the place that holds the food for the animals. Now, surely it was at God's direction that Caesar Augustus made his registration law. This made it possible for Jesus to be born in Bethlehem, the city the scriptures had long before foretold would be the birthplace of the promised ruler. Now, what an important night this is. Out in the fields, a bright light gleams around a group of shepherds. It is Jehovah's glory. And Jehovah's angel tells them, "Have no fear, for look, I am declaring to you good news of a great joy, and all the people will have, because there was born to you today a Savior, who is Christ the Lord in David's city. And this is a sign for you. You will find an infant bound in cloth bands and lying in a manger." Suddenly, many more angels appear and sing out, "Glory in the heights above to God, and upon earth, peace among men of good will." Now, when the angels leave, the shepherds say to one another, "Let us by all means go clear to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which Jehovah has made known to us." They go in a hurry and find Jesus just where the angels said they would. When the shepherds relate what the angel told them, all who hear about it marvel. And Mary safeguards all these sayings and cherishes them in her heart. Now, many people today believe that Jesus was born on December 25th, but December is a rainy, cold season in Bethlehem. Now, shepherds would not be out in the fields overnight with their flocks at the time of the year, at this time of the year. So also, the Roman Caesar would not likely have required a people who were already inclined to revolt against him to make that trip in the dead of winter to register. Evidently, Jesus was born sometime in the early autumn of the year. So this is food for thought, guys. So for this particular chapter, we have three questions. The first one is, why do Joseph and Mary travel to Bethlehem? Number two, what marvelous thing happens the night Jesus is born? And number three, how do we know that Jesus was not born on December 25th? This is Teachable Moments with April podcast Bible study. We're looking at chapter 5, Jesus' birth, where and when. So we're going to go over the questions as well as the answers. The first question is, why do Joseph and Mary travel to Bethlehem? So we're going to, of course, go to scripture. So according to Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, Joseph and Mary traveled to Bethlehem due to a decree by the emperor of the Roman Empire, which is Caesar Augustus, which stated that everyone must return to the city of their birth to be registered. So Joseph traveled back to his birthplace, which was the city of Bethlehem. Makes sense, right? Okay, so for question number two for chapter five is, what marvelous thing happens the night that Jesus is born? Of course, we turn to scripture at Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. It explains and chronologizes that the marvelous thing that happens the night Jesus is born is that out of a field, okay, a bright light gleams around a group of shepherds. Now, this was Jehovah's glory. Jehovah's angel announces the birth of Jesus and his station as a savior to mankind. Then many more angels appear and sing his praises. Glory in the heights above to God, and upon earth peace among men of good will. And they go and find Jesus and witness to all who will listen of the birth of the Savior. Now the third question for chapter 5 is this. How do we know that Jesus was not born on December 25th? Now that has been going on. This is not obviously in the book. This is me. For as long as I can remember. So for this particular Bible-based book, The Greatest Man That Ever Lived, they bring up this particular thing. And I know for a lot of people, it's a very, it's very, very touchy when you talk about Christmas and December 25th. I understand that even now, but what I find very interesting that even now in this time right now, there are a lot of people that are realizing that December 25th is not when Jesus was born, as we thought, okay? It says, we know that Jesus was not born on December 25th because shepherds from that time and that location would not be out in fields overnight with their flocks that time of the year. Okay, so we're talking about some very concrete information and facts. It says on, goes on to say, in addition, Caesar would not likely have required people who were already inclined to revolt against him to make that trip in the dead of winter to register. Okay, as we've spoken of before with the first question. Okay. And in conclusion, it says, therefore, Jesus was born sometime in the early autumn of the year, not the winter. New on Teachable Moments with April podcast Bible study. This is Teachable Moments with April podcast Bible story, chapter 6, The Child of Promise. First, we're going to look at the Bible scriptures for this particular chapter, which is Leviticus 12, 1 through 8, and Luke 2, 21 through 38. Leviticus 12, 1 through 8. And Jehovah went on to speak to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, in case a woman conceives seed and does bear a male, she must be unclean 7 days, as in the days of the impurity when she is menstruating, she will be unclean. And on the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin will be circumcised. For 33 days more, she will stay in the blood of purification. She should not touch any holy thing, and she should not come into the holy place until the fulfilling of the days of her purification. Now if she bear a female, she must then be unclean 14 days, as during her menstruation. For 66 days more she will stay with the blood of purification. Then at the fulfillment and fulfilling of the days of her purification, for a son or for a daughter, she will bring a young ram in its first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering, to the entrance of the tent of meeting to the priest, and he must present it before Jehovah and make atonement for her, and she must be clean from the source of her blood. This is the law about her who bears either a male or female. But if she cannot afford enough for a sheep, she must then take 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, one for a burnt offering and one for a sin offering, and the priest must make atonement for her, and she must be clean. Luke 2:21-38. Now when 8 days came to the full for circumcising him, his name was also called Jesus, the name called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Also when the days for purifying them according to the law of Moses came to the full, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to Jehovah, just as it is written in Jehovah's law, every male opening a womb must be called holy to Jehovah, and to offer sacrifice according to what is said in the law of Jehovah, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And look, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simon, and this man was righteous and reverent, waiting for Israel's consolation, and Holy Spirit was upon him. Furthermore, it had been divinely revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death because he had seen the Christ of Jehovah. Under the power of the Spirit, he now came into the temple, and as the parents brought the young child Jesus in too, to do for it according to the customary practice of the law, he himself received it into his arms and blessed God and said, now, sovereign Lord, you are letting your slave go free in peace according to your declaration, because my eyes have seen your means of saving that you have made ready in the sight of all the peoples, a light for removing the veil from the nations and a glory of your people Israel. And its father and mother continued wondering at the things being spoken about it. Also Simon blessed them, but said to Mary, its mother, look, this one is laid for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign to be talked against. Yes, a long sword will be run through the soul of you yourself, in order that the reasonings of many hearts may be uncovered. Now there was Anna, a prophetess, okay,
of Asher's tribe. This woman was well along in years and had lived with a husband for 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow, now 84 years old, who was never missing from the temple, rendering sacred service night and day with fastings and supplications. 38. And in that very hour she came near and began returning thanks to God and speaking about the child to all those delivering and waiting for Jerusalem's deliverance.
This is Teachable Moments with April podcast Bible story, chapter 6, The Child of Promise. First, we're going to look at the Bible scriptures for this particular chapter, which is Leviticus 12, 1 through 8, and Luke 2, 21 through 38. Leviticus 12, 1 through 8.
And Jehovah went on to speak to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, in case a woman conceives seed and does bear a male, she must be unclean 7 days, as in the days of the impurity when she is menstruating, she will be unclean. And on the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin will be circumcised. For 33 days more, she will stay in the blood of purification. She should not touch any holy thing, and she should not come into the holy place until the fulfilling of the days of her purification. Now if she bear a female, she must then be unclean 14 days, as during her menstruation. For 66 days more she will stay with the blood of purification. Then at the fulfillment and fulfilling of the days of her purification, for a son or for a daughter, she will bring a young ram in its first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering, to the entrance of the tent of meeting to the priest, and he must present it before Jehovah and make atonement for her, and she must be clean from the source of her blood. This is the law about her who bears either a male or female. But if she cannot afford enough for a sheep, she must then take 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, one for a burnt offering and one for a sin offering, and the priest must make atonement for her, and she must be clean." Luke 2, 21 through 38. Now when 8 days came to the full for circumcising him, his name was also called Jesus, the name called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Also when the days for purifying them according to the law of Moses came to the full, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to Jehovah, just as it is written in Jehovah's law, every male opening a womb must be called holy to Jehovah, and to offer sacrifice according to what is said in the law of Jehovah, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And look, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simon, and this man was righteous and reverent, waiting for Israel's consolation, and Holy Spirit was upon him. Furthermore, it had been divinely revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death because he had seen the Christ of Jehovah. Under the power of the Spirit, he now came into the temple, and as the parents brought the young child Jesus in too, to do for it according to the customary practice of the law, he himself received it into his arms and blessed God and said, "Now, sovereign Lord, you are letting your slave go free in peace according to your declaration, because my eyes have seen your means of saving that you have made ready in the sight of all the peoples, a light for removing the veil from the nations and a glory of your people Israel." And its father and mother continued wondering at the things being spoken about it. Also Simon blessed them, but said to Mary, its mother, "Look, this one is laid for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign to be talked against. Yes, a long sword will be run through the soul of you yourself, in order that the reasonings of many hearts may be uncovered." Now there was Anna, a prophetess, of Asher's tribe. This woman was well along in years and had lived with a husband for 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow, now 84 years old, who was never missing from the temple, rendering sacred service night and day with fastings and supplications. 38. And in that very hour she came near and began returning thanks to God and speaking about the child to all those delivering and waiting for Jerusalem's deliverance. You were just listening to Teachable Moments with April podcast. I truly hope you enjoyed this episode. We invite you to stay connected with us on the other social media platforms of ours, which is TikTok, Pinterest, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube. Also, we'd like to invite you to check out our official podcast landing page on podpage.com/teachablemomentswithapril to see all our content in one place and leave personal messages, feedback, and more.